Well, obviously, the Kenyan government was very concerned. As you know, President Kenyatta is the current chair of the East African community and takes a keen interest in all happenings in the region. As a neighbor, obviously, we are very happy to see that everything is under control. We look forward to full normalcy returning to South Sudan. South Sudan's neighbors, we stand shoulder to shoulder with President Salva Kiir and his team there. We have to emphasize that we are happy to see that the situation is under control.
People have expressed concern about the issue of calm returning. What are your thoughts about the current situation and the political tension in the country? Because people express concern that whatever happens, if there's violence, Kenya could be impacted with the swathe of refugees crossing the border into Kenya.
Well, Kenya stands ready to offer whatever advice or whatever consultations the government of South Sudan might be available for. We are keen to ensure that the situation doesn't become a big issue. And as we say, at the moment, we can't get into speculation because we can say with a level of certainty that the situation is under control. And what we can do, whatever is possible to help the government return to full normalcy there. Should the government think that we should be involved in any way. But at this point, I think it is under control. I think that we would like them to return to full normalcy. And the fact is that we stand shoulder to shoulder with them. We are very good neighbors with very good relations with the government of South Sudan. We want to see that move forward.
Has the administration in Juba extended a hand to President Kenyatta, being that he is the president of the East African community, despite the fact that South Sudan has yet to become a member of the East African community officially?
We cooperate very well with South Sudan. You know that they are members of our informal grouping of the Northern Corridor Infrastructure projects, people looking at, you know, rail, roads, whatever infrastructure that is required to move goods and services in East Africa and fast. So President Kenyatta consults very regularly with President Salva Kiir, as well as Uganda's President Museveni and Rwanda's President Kagame. So obviously they are always closely in touch in relation to security issues in the region, as well as in relation to infrastructure issues in the region.
There are also concerns that this attempted coup could possibly affect the membership of South Sudan into the EAC after it officially applied to become a member of the East African community. What are your thoughts about that?
I think that there isn't something for me to say there. That is that concern is speculative at the moment, and we don't comment on speculation.
What is your country's message to the people of South Sudan?
To remain calm, Kenya is your friend. You can rely on us.